Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, this is Bob Choi, and what you're about to hear on this episode of Weird Tales and the Unexplainable is a collection of audio recordings made over the week of Christmas 2021, featuring me and various members of my family into the microphone or in the background, but predominantly my brothers Danny and Alfie, Danny being my main co-host for this episode. And you'll also hear Rebecca, who you've heard on previous episodes before as well. And don't expect us to go super in-depth. This is just a little bit of fun, a little bit of a bonus episode to go up after Christmas and New Year. And to be honest, it's just a lot of us messing around. But if you're not familiar with the Exmoor Beast, a large black cat with many reported sightings throughout Exmoor in England, which is where we spent our Christmas, our family Christmas this year. So we have a little bit of an explore and chat about the Exmoor Beast throughout this episode, as well as other silly things. So enjoy this episode or don't, but here it is.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
On the pod,
yeah.
What name are you going by?
You closing your real name, I think.
Well, you do your real name, don't you?
Yeah.
I'll do my real name.
I go by a couple names.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Diddy. No, I'm joking. You can just call me Dan.
I'm just going to say my brother.
My brother. Don't just refer to me as brother.
And brother. Hello, you're listening to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. This is Bob Choi, and it's a little bit of a New Year special recorded on the week of Christmas. For this episode, as hinted on the ones building up to it, I'm joined by a very special co-host. This is my brother.
And fan.
This is my brother, Danny.
Hello, guys.
Here he is. Oh, we've got a car. We literally start recording already. We're getting mowed down. They don't want us around here. So we're recording from... is it a town?
Yeah, small top town. Of Dulverton, I'd say.
Dulverton in Exmoor.
Somerset.
What's the view like, Dan, from here?
Pretty spectacular. You've got wide horizons. You can see all the houses, all the chimney smoke. It's pretty angelic.
It's wintry.
Yeah.
It's a little bit chilly. Not too bad yet. No snow yet. But anyway, this episode we're going to be talking about throughout this week, we're going to be talking about the Exmoor Beast.
Ooh.
What do you know about the Exmoor Beast, Dan?
I know that the Exmoor Beast was meant to be a puma, but I've heard rumours that it might not be a puma.
Right, and there might not be a puma.
It might be the actual Exmoor.
An actual beast.
Yeah.
That looks like a big cat.
Yeah.
Looks like a puma, but it's not a puma.
It's not alive anymore, apparently, as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to scupper the week.
Yeah.
Let's just pretend it is, for the sake of this.
So they found bones, didn't they? I looked that up.
Did they?
Yeah, but it was puma bones. That's why they think it's a puma.
They found puma bones?
Yeah, they actually did. That was the one bit of research actually done.
Oh, there we go.
Doing it. They found puma bones in the moors.
We'll look into that a bit more.
Yeah.
So coming up on this episode, we're going to have a little bit of digging into the bones of the past. Dan just did that.
Bones.
Probably going to ask some locals.
Yep.
If they have any experiences or knowledge.
or memories of the beast. And we might actually end up heading out to the moors themselves where the beast has been spotted. So it is a big black cat that's been spotted across the moors for many, many years.
Killing livestock.
Killing livestock and shitting people up, basically.
Yeah,
so anyway, it's our little intro. We're just having a walk, a morning walk around the town. We're going to... I will probably get a bottle of Exmoor Beast for the drink from the local brewery to sup while we host.
Yeah, that'll be...
So anyway, that's the plan. And we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah.
Probably do a bit of research as well, actually.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
So we're at the bridge. What is it? The bridge pub.
Is that it?
Drinking
a,
I was
going to
do
it. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
We've spotted a couple locals. Too scared to interview them.
So Dan, what I was wondering is, when we started, I did the intro yesterday, we walked around town.
Yep.
And I said to you, if we see any locals,
yep,
you were going to interview them, ask them about the Exmoor Beast. We sort of chucked that in at the beginning.
Yeah.
How many locals have we seen since then that might know something about the beast?
Probably a good five. A good five locals, I'd say.
I would say minimum.
Minimum.
And I want to know how many you've had the courage to go up and talk to.
Zero.
So
tomorrow's a different day, though.
Tomorrow's another day. So this is what I'm saying.
We've got
listeners,
a lead.
Dan, I want Dan to be the one who does the interviews.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you now, he's already lost his courage. But we've had a tip-off.
We've had a tip-off. There's a man in the music shop.
The man from the music shop apparently knows about the Exmoor Beast. So tomorrow we're going to give him a...
knock on the door.
Somebody's knocking at the door.
Someone's ringing the bell.
We're going to give him one of them. And we're going to see what he knows about the beast.
Yeah, probably quite a lot.
So as of tomorrow, we're going to go at this full aplomb, absolute seriousness now. And we'll get what we can. We're going on a nice walk tomorrow.
Yep.
I'll do a little bit of research tonight.
Yep.
We'll get the atmosphere of the walk. We'll talk about what we're studying.
Sweet.
We'll do some interviews tomorrow.
Yep.
Then we got Christmas Day.
If with that music, man, you might give us some leads onto other people.
It's Christmas Eve tomorrow.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Christmas Eve, Christmas Exmoor Beast.
Yeah, exactly. As the old saying goes. And then a Christmas Day, and then we'll see what we can do, try and fudge it together an episode on Boxing Day and beyond.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. I love it.
Sorted.
Stay tuned. So we're out on a walk. Outskirts of Dulverton. Woods. And there's been a little bit of speculation between the others in our party about whether the Exmoor Beast is supposed to be a panther, a puma, a jaguar, etc.
Yeah,
do you actually know which one it is?
I read puma.
You read puma?
I read puma.
Well, that's what I thought, so we'll take that as fact if we both thought it.
Where is...
Dan's doing a bit of research. He's got a solid theory.
I believe in it.
That's the one you think's the theory?
Yeah, that's what I think. Where is it?
So you don't think it's a monster?
I don't think it's a monster.
You do think it's a cat?
I think it's a cat, yeah.
Right. And you think it's dead, potentially?
Yeah, here you go. So some people, they kept exotic animals in the early 1970s. Mm. And then in 1976, an act was passed called the Dangerous Wild Animals Act, where I'm pretty sure it controlled keeping big cats in, like... what do you call it? Like private
confinement.
Yeah. Not without like, what's the word? So you can't just keep them at home like a dog. Domestic.
Right.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then this is a theory that the collector died.
The collector.
The collector. He died,
right,
and the animals escaped. And one of the animals that did escape was the Exmoor Beast, apparently.
Right.
So a puma. And that makes the most sense, I think.
And did you say that remains were potentially found?
Yeah, they found a puma skull in the moors, I'm pretty sure.
Right, okay.
And
so potentially, we might be chasing a ghost here.
Yeah, but even saying that after they found the head, there was apparently more sightings of it. Like, even to this day, there's...
Well, here's a theory on that.
What's that?
Ghost.
Oh, yeah, ghost.
The ghost of the Exmoor Beast.
Yeah, good.
I'm trying to zhuzh it up for the paranormal audience. So I should also mention it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Feeling very Christmassy.
You've got the Christmas Eve atmosphere. It's a little bit drizzly.
Yeah.
And we're walking through the woods. If we see a local, we'll stop and ask him. If we don't, well, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, it does. I just found something else.
Oh.
In 1983, in response to the increased reports of livestock deaths within farms, the Royal Marines staked out the Exmoor Hills, although some Marines claim to have seen the beast with X-ray vision, apparently.
What, the night goggle things?
Yeah, night vision equipment, it says.
Flipping X, so that's how serious they took it. They sent the Marines out. That must have, I mean, that's what I don't want to downplay it.
Yeah.
But also, that must have been, they must have had nothing to do. If they're, sending them
1983.
Out. 1983.
Not much was going on.
No.
Somerset, probably.
In 1983, they sent a bunch of Marines out to search for the beast with night vision goggles.
Did they all come back?
Yeah.
They came back, but some of them claimed to have seen it.
Oh,
and, the commanding officer was quoted as saying that the query behaved with high, almost human intelligence and always moved with surroundings, cover amongst hedges and woods.
So we're talking about some sort of super intelligent beast.
Yeah.
Here we are by the river here. Let's get some nice ambiance.
You can skim a stone if you want.
Alright.
Hiya.
How's it going?
It's alright.
Did you, what do you think about this beast?
Well, you tell me, there's lots of rumours.
Vague, what a vague answer, you tell me.
Cool. I don't know a lot about it, you've always just banged on about it every time I come down.
Dan just was just telling me.
Don't go out at night, you know, make sure that the doors are locked.
Well, have I ever said that? Make sure the doors are locked. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's a serious thing.
Yeah. Exactly. It's scary, you know.
Dan reckons it's dead and it might be the ghost of the original beast.
Oh.
That's one of his...
Do you think it's like... No, maybe it's like... It's got a breeding partner and there's a couple of them out there.
It's one of his cockamamie theories that it might be a ghost.
Oh.
Dan thought that.
Okay. Plausible.
Is it?
No, but I'll give him... Yeah.
Whoa, here he comes, sneaking up with facts.
The creature was connected to almost 200 farm deaths.
Ooh.
Animal deaths.
Connected because they said might have been that.
Yeah.
No actual evidence. Or was it just like an unusual amount of livestock went missing at a certain time? Right.
So here, more recent attacks were reported in 1995 and 2001, which is pretty surprising.
Ooh.
Because that's not that
I was
going to
say, this is the thing, that we say that doesn't sound long ago, but that is like 20 years ago.
True, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Bodmin, where's that?
Bodmin, that's near. Dad? Where's Bodmin?
Bodmin Moor.
Yeah, because there's a beast of Bodmin, apparently, as well.
Beast of Bodmin.
Down in
Cornwall. So a different one.
Isn't that where Waterworld is?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, Bodmin. Okay, so, that's the thing, isn't it? The Exmoor beast isn't the only one of its kind across England.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe there's a few of them, and they've, like, spread out.
Ian Bray. Ooh.
Closer to home.
Yeah. Whipsnade, the Whipsnade beast. They're always around zoos, aren't they? Escapees.
I don't like how slim this path is.
We'll be all right. Don't worry.
I'm scared.
Got a steep hill here. So I would say the Exmoor beast is the most famous.
Yeah.
But these big black cats, they are a thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
In the UK.
Yeah.
What if you get that Americanness? Is this a thing in America? Do you get sightings of big black cats? I think it's more common in America for people to keep dangerous animals, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like Tiger King.
Yeah, Tiger King.
Do you think he was the king of the tigers?
No.
Throw her out.
He's a tiger worshipper.
Oh.
Yeah.
And on that bombshell. Shout out who on the podcast?
Shout out Ray Long on the podcast.
Shout out Ray Long on the podcast. Do you listen?
No, I'll get for listen.
Can imagine seeing the beast stalking across there.
What's that black thing there?
There he is.
Oh my god.
None of us have got glasses on.
Oh yeah.
That black figure on the hill. Yeah. What is that?
I don't know.
Potentially.
Should we zoom in?
Well, we have seen something.
It's a horse.
That's what he wanted to
find out. Yeah. He's pretending to be a horse.
It's not a sheep, because it's black.
Yeah, there is such thing as a black sheep.
Go on then.
What are your opinions on the Exmoor beast? Said your dad's got a friend that saw the Exmoor beast, am I correct? Get that camera out of my face.
Do you actually know anything about the beast now?
No.
I've seen it once, but I don't like to talk about it. That's what I'm saying on the map.
Yeah?
I've seen it once, but I don't like to talk about it.
End of. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Merry Christmas, everyone. For one day only. I've traded in my brother as co-host for...
Hi, it's Becca.
Hi, it's Becca.
We're in a graveyard.
We're in a graveyard on Christmas Day. Evening, it's very dark. We're trying to walk off some of the Christmas...
Pudding.
...grub.
Pudding, mostly.
Pudding and food, roast potatoes and gravy.
All the parsnips
trimmings. And beer, and I just feel bloated.
We had a Christmas there.
Becca, seeing as I've got you here alone,
yeah.
Have you learnt anything about the beast this week, or just what you already knew?
Well, I did learn a bit more that there's a couple of possibilities.
This is what Dan was saying.
Could be, yeah, exactly what he was saying. But honestly, I think it might still be out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When was the last sighting?
2001.
Oh, maybe not then. Maybe it's
Oh, it is dark down here.
It really is.
It's very creepy. I mean, oh god, I didn't even know that steps were there. This is pitch black. Are we going up here? We should probably go back the other way.
Let's go up here. Come on.
Okay. So anyway, yeah. It's Boxing Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to go for a big old walk, as if we haven't done much of that already. But, on tomorrow's walk, we might see if we can
chat some locals.
Find further traces. I mean, you keep saying chat some locals.
Dan's too scaredy cat.
No, Dan's not here. Can I ask your opinion on whether you think he's actually going to do it?
No, he's too scaredy cat.
He is. So, listeners, what happened was we got here. He's been keen about doing this.
With all mouth.
All mouth. And when I said when we got here, like, oh, I was wondering if you might go in into some locals. Say you're doing it for a college project. Ask them if they know anything about the beast.
His age to his advantage, you mean?
Exactly. He was like, yeah, definitely, I will do that. I'm keen. And I've sent him in shops and helped people with the recorder.
We've got a good couple of leads, haven't we?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to step in.
But yeah, he has not plucked up the courage as of yet. It's Boxing Day tomorrow, so maybe, but I'm thinking there still might not be that many people around. And we've got one more day before we head home, so if he doesn't kick it into gear on that last day, prepare for a disappointment. We're going to leave you on tenterhooks as to whether or not
massive cliffhanger
there's going to be something juicy later in this episode. But as it is...
It's starting to rain a little bit, but it's nice and atmospheric, isn't it?
Yeah. As it is, Merry Christmas, everyone. For a few weeks ago, whenever you listen to this. And we'll see you tomorrow on Boxing Day. Or you'll hear us tomorrow on Boxing Day.
Happy holidays if you're not celebrating Christmas. Chestnuts.
What's your favourite Christmas song, Becca?
Oh, it's got to be Chestnuts. I don't know. I don't know, actually. What's yours?
Is that a load of dross, isn't it? Where actually are we, Dan?
We're at Tar Steps.
Tar Steps.
Tar Steps.
And that is, it's like, oh God, what? It's a bit muddy, it's a bit wet. Tar Steps, it's like a river.
Yeah.
With wood, stone stepping stones across it and a big woodland surrounding. And we're doing a Boxing Day walk. But on the way here, we drove through
the moors.
The moors. Home of
the Exmoor Beast.
The Exmoor Beast. You might have heard us mention the Exmoor Beast a few times. Did you see anything on the way here?
I didn't know.
No, neither did I. Oh well, case closed.
The prime location for the Exmoor Beast.
We'll have another look on the way back, but I don't know if he's around anymore.
No.
That old beastie.
Beastie boy. Beastie. Oi!
What I find weird about these big cats, or these beasts, they're always big cats.
Yeah.
And they're always black.
Yeah. They're never like lions or
anything like that. Or gorilla.
Yeah.
It's always like the big black cat that escaped from the zoo. What happened to the other animals? Yeah. I'm going to ask Becca, see if she knows. These beasts.
Yeah.
These black cats.
Yeah.
Why is it always a black cat that is seen?
I think because if it was any other colour, they probably have caught it.
Right.
It's more obvious.
Right.
I think a black cat, if you see a little glimpse of it, it's kind of gone into the night, isn't it?
Yeah, but you don't see like a gorilla.
Well, no, but because I don't think gorillas could survive in this climate.
Oh, right.
And with, like, I don't think they eat anything that isn't, like, what's the word?
Fruit, don't they?
Yeah, but we don't have year round. No, they eat, like, bamboo, don't they?
I thought they were, like, bananas.
Only in your cartoons.
Only in the PG Tips adverts. They drink tea and eat bananas, don't they?
Drums. They're perfect for the English climate.
They found them hiding out native. In the back of the drum shop.
Native, that's what I was saying.
Native.
I don't eat any native, like, wildlife or foliage.
Well, so, desperate, though, if you get desperate.
But I think a cat, like those like reports of it eating livestock and things, killing livestock, it's got options, isn't it?
That's good. I sprung that on you, but it sounded like you came prepared. Mm. That's good.
I know my shit.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, where's the beast?
Well.
We're sick of looking. I was just walking on, and you said something that I found kind of interesting. This is not Danny anymore. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Alfie Scheuer.
It's my other brother. Twin of
twin.
Danny. Oh, slipping in the mud now. But you said something.
Dream catchers are real.
Dream catchers. So you believe in the power of a dream catcher?
Yeah, I do.
Can you tell me what it does?
I've had a dream catcher for about 10 years, and I haven't had a bad dream since. And
proof.
That's proof. Proof's in the pudding.
So where do you hang it?
Not even above my bed anymore, actually. In the corner of my room.
Aren't they supposed to be above a window?
They are actually, yeah, in the corner of my room, above my big window.
Right.
And I haven't had a bad dream in 10 years.
There we go.
And what are dream catchers meant for?
Catching dreams.
Bad dreams.
Is it?
Yeah. I might be all
do they, do they catch good dreams, or do you just not actually know anything about it?
I just know that I got it because I was scared of nightmares.
Right.
And I haven't had a nightmare since.
So. You could say
best that purchase I've ever made.
You could say it's all psychological, though. You could say you were worried about it, and then someone bought you something and said,
is.
This will stop you having a nightmare,
it
and it made
is.
That happen.
But you know when you hurt yourself?
Yeah.
No, when you watch like something like Mr. Dr. Pimple Popper.
Right.
You okay. Starts making you go, ooh.
Give
like
the shivers.
Then you watch like ants and all that on the TV.
Ants?
You think you got ants on you.
Oh, right.
Like when you watch an Armour Celebrity.
You just mentioned Dr. Pimple Popper. I want to just let you know a lot of our listeners are American. They might not know what that is. Can you explain what that TV show is?
Dr. Pimple Popper is the best TV program I think ever made. It's about a doctor that pops pimples.
Is this a TV show all about watching people get their spots popped?
Yeah, and it's the best TV show ever. Not as good as Greg.
Greg Wallace.
Greg Wallace.
Right.
Imagine Greg Wallace on Dr. Pimple Popper.
Well, what a delight.
That would be like two worlds collide.
Yeah, match made in heaven.
That would be. I'd pay to watch that shit. Greg, what's his name? Greg Wallace is Dr. Pimple.
I'm really glad I got you on the shaft.
Is that, have I made a cameo, have I?
Yeah, well, we'll see what makes the edit, but...
I want Simon on the show. I want Simon on the show.
Well, good luck.
Because most of it you got with Danny, isn't it? It's got background of Dad and everyone laughing and that.
Yeah,
well, you're going to have to sit for a... How much is on there?
Well, I don't know. That's what happens when I have to get over an episode.
You got a lot to cut out.
While I've got you here, do you have any thoughts on the Exmoor Beast?
Exmoor Beast? I believe what Danny said.
What's that?
That it was it makes the most sense, doesn't it? The collector had
private collection.
Yeah, he's went out. Like you said, they found his skull of a puma up in the moors. I think it was a thing, but now it's not a thing.
So case closed.
Case closed, it's dead.
Right.
I think that's true. That
makes sense, doesn't it?
Makes it less
exciting and less mysterious.
But it makes sense. So.
Yeah. One more thing, seeing as I've got you here. On the walk around, there's like tree stumps.
Yeah.
With coins banged into them.
Yeah.
Do you know what that's about?
Celebrate Sonic the Hedgehog movie. I actually don't know.
I don't know what
it's
about.
I think people just started it and it's become...
I don't know.
It's like loom bands and fidget spinners, you know, it just becomes a thing.
It's a fad.
People, yeah, it's a fad. It's
okay.
A fad.
Well, thanks,
Alf. I actually don't know what that is, actually.
Oh, well, we'll see one in a minute.
I'm going to look... Oh, that's so good. I reckon it is. Someone just done it once and then bang. People do it, don't they?
They do.
We've done it before, haven't we?
I don't know.
I think we've done it.
I haven't got a hammer with me.
We use rocks.
Oh.
I'm actually going to have to find a big rock this time.
You haven't got a coin? No. Who carries coins in this day and age?
Danny.
Yeah,
it's got £10.
Nick one of Dan's coins. It's got £10 in coins?
Yeah.
Why?
Run it on the fruit machine. He's probably told you about 100 times.
Oh, cheers, Al.
Do I say goodbye?
Yeah, you can if you want.
Goodbye, thank you for listening, and I love you all very much.
That's professional.
That is professional.
Turn that in again. What are you doing?
Putting a 5p in a penny tree. Is it a penny tree?
Penny tree.
Well, it is a penny tree.
So this is what we were talking about before, the tree stump with all the coins smacked in it.
I think I put the most expensive coin in.
But do you know what it does?
Good luck.
Good luck, make a wish.
Good luck, make a wish. Right. I wish to be... I can't actually tell you my wish.
No, keep it to yourself, mate.
It's just... Do you know what? I always wish for the same wish every time I put something
and
in.
And what
me.
Is it?
To be healthy.
That's really good. That's how you're still alive with all the crap you eat.
Yeah, that's why I treated myself to two jam donut fingers. It's what I always... That's the one thing I always wish for, is to be healthy.
Not for everyone else to be healthy. No? The whole family, just you.
Just me. Just me. I'll win the forever.
Great. I've got some absolute gold from Alf in this. Right, it's our last night in Dulverton. We had a bit of a mishap.
Yeah.
With talking to people.
Yeah, bank holiday, weren't it?
Yeah. What we didn't take into consideration was the data box days of bank holiday. So... We didn't get to ask anyone, but I think we've done a good job of talking about the beast
and
some good theories, yeah. And people have got some nice Christmas Exmoor ambience.
Yeah, I think so as well.
So to cap it off, what are we doing then?
Well, I'm not really an ale drinker, but we are, well, Bob is, but we're trying the Exmoor Beast Strong Ale. It's too strong for me.
So what's it taste like? Take a sip.
All right, I'll
take a sip as well. Hang on a sec. All right.
Sandwich,
oh, for God's sake.
I'll leave that in there.
Do you want a little sandwich? Let me take another sip.
I'll be honest, it's not actually that nice.
Yeah, it's not, but it's really strong. Like, it's like really
roasty.
Dark.
Roasty.
Yeah, roasty. That's a good
word.
Yeah,
roasty. You can tell they sweat for a brewery.
Yeah, roasty and...
Go on. Roasty is my descriptor. What are you using? Rancid.
Yeah, rancid, rank, and roasted. Roasted.
So we're going to sit and drink this. Dan's got a little thimble. We're going to see if he can get through it.
Yeah.
I've got to finish the rest of the bottle.
Does Becca not want this?
She's got some.
Oh, is she?
She's got one the same as you.
See, look, even looking at the bottle, that looks like a puma.
Yeah.
They've tried to...
They know it's a puma.
Yeah,
we all know it's a puma.
It's a gimmick.
We all know it's
a bloody gimmick.
But It's a nice little bonus.
Yeah.
Christmas, New Year episode for everyone. So I hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Thanks for joining me, Dan. I've been trying to get you on forever.
No worries. I'll be happy to do it again. Maybe actually interview people next time and do something different.
And next time you're up in Leeds, maybe we'll do something up in Leeds. I'm sure there's lots around there we haven't done yet.
Definitely.
So you can hear Alf in the background moaning on.
Yeah, moaning about.
But as it goes, we'll start wrapping up.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you've enjoyed it, contact at wtatupod@gmail.com or go to weirdtalesandexplainable.com. There's contact through there. Also on that website, there are ways to buy merchandise, support us monetarily, find us on social media, do all that stuff. And you can go to bobshoy.com, that's bobshoy.com, to see the other shows I work on. And you can go to patreon.com/bobshoy to support me for editing and researching and hosting and everything with all those podcasts. And Dan,
yeah.
Anywhere that you want them to find you on social media?
You can look me up on Instagram, dshoy with two Ys, and that's about it.
What you got up on there? Skateboarding
clips, pictures of myself.
Do it. Yeah. I'll put a link in the show notes to follow Dan's skateboard and Instagram.
Do it. Get me sponsored.
Give him a boost.
Yeah.
All right, everyone.
Peace.
Love you lots.
Happy too.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
What is it first? Is it going to
happen? It's a recorder. So I'm with a local. Excuse me. Would you happen to know anything about the Exmoor Beast?
Yeah, I do actually, yeah.
Could you tell me about the Exmoor Beast?
So the Exmoor Beast is a big black monster with claws.
Claws, yeah. Have you ever spotted the Exmoor Beast in the moors?
Yeah, he's in my front room right now. He's singing Christmas songs.
Does he like a drink?
He loves a drink, yeah.
Get that camera out of my face!